You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Welcome in. It's a TGI Friday, November 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. We are on location today at our great station, WRCE, in beautiful Richland Center. That's right, the old hometown here in the Driftless. Wow. Good, always good to be home, Zommers. I mean, I love every part of the state. Loving being headquartered, the world headquarters in Madison, where you are at on State Street. But always, always exciting, especially in my favorite time of year in fall, to be back out here in southwest Wisconsin. How are things back at the old home station in Madison, Zommers?
Doing well. Megan, still office manager.
Yep.
She brought in some cupcakes today because it is Nauticon's last day at the office before moving. So,
I did not know this.
Coworkers here is moving to Minneapolis. So,
all right. I guess I knew that was a possibility, but I did not know this was it. I'm always the last to know, Zommers. This always the best man, never the groom.
We didn't want anybody to make a big deal out of it. Although now I just said it on the radio. So.
So you weren't supposed to say anything, but you did anyway.
Congratulations. I hope the move goes well. That's all.
Well, Nauticon is a fantastic guy. We'll certainly miss him around Madison and at Civic as well. So all the best to you, Nauticon. Really, really wonderful, wonderful guy. So, well, that's news. What a way to start off the show. I hope we don't lose anybody else by the end.
Well, he still works here. It'd just be remote.
Oh, I see. I see. I didn't know. Welcome to staff meetings over the air on the Todd Albaugh Show. Great to have you along. A little bit later on in this program here at 2:30, one of our longtime friends of this program, a Renaissance man, I call him, a filmmaker as well, John Roach, is going to be joining us via StreamYard here on a Friday afternoon. Of course, done all kinds of great film around the Madison area, around Wisconsin. And many, many people are familiar with John Roach's work. He is going to be here talking about his latest work in film. And it's pretty cool. It's very cool, actually, because it's going to be featured in the Driftless Film Festival, which is one of the reasons that we came out here to the Driftless today to highlight this region of the state. I know Pete Schwabe, our friend at Nightlight, has talked about this as well. I think it's important because, and we've been up to northern Wisconsin before, we've been to western Wisconsin. I think some of these places that people might think, oh, you know, it's just in the sticks and there's no art and there's no culture. I get it. If you grew up in a more urban area, why you would think that. But Mineral Point, for those that don't know, which is just a stone's throw from where I'm at here in Richland Center today, has a long history of artisans and art, vibrant downtown. They did a lot of through the Wisconsin Main Street Project. It is the home of Shake Rag Alley, Pendarvis, one of the most historical sites in the state of Wisconsin. And I encourage you, if you haven't been to Mineral Point, well, the Driftless at large, but get down there. And this weekend, they're having their Driftless Film Festival. And it's really a celebration of the arts and of film. And John Roach's film, A Road at Night, is going to be featured tomorrow evening in Mineral Point. So if you live in the WRCE listening area of southwest Wisconsin or maybe WLCX up in La Crosse, drive over, even Madison. Heck, if you anywhere across the state you're listening to the show, if you want a great weekend trip, come on down to the Southwest this weekend, and for the Driftless Film Festival, John Roach will join us at the bottom of the hour talking about his film. If you're not familiar, he's been on the show before, very powerful film, saw it at the Barrymore in Madison during the Wisconsin Film Festival last, well, over the winter, I guess it would be. It's the documentary of Howard Moore, the longtime player and coach of the University of Wisconsin-Madison men's basketball team. And he and his family were in just a horrific automobile accident. They were hit by a drunk driver head-on as he was going over to Michigan to visit family from Wisconsin. And you think, well, wow, that's just 90 minutes of depression. No. Yes, it's certainly tough parts of it, but there's a lot of hope in this story and forgiveness. Very powerful film. And if you have not seen it, it's one of those films, and Zommers, you and I have seen different documentaries from our friends Sean Hannish and Kelly Call. Just a bit outside, we saw Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry's film on the Packers, No Packers, No Life in Waukesha. And these documentaries, Zommers, agree or disagree, one of those experience type of things where being in a theater with live folks around you, I think that's part of the experience on this.
Absolutely. You know, that's something that we always think of in terms of, oh, go to see a big blockbuster on the big screen. But I think watching those other documentaries in a crowd has really taught me that it's not just any one type of movie. And when it's something about a true emotional, personal story, it is a very powerful experience with a group.
Yeah, could not agree more. And so John Roach is going to be here. We're going to be talking about the Driftless Film Festival here in the Driftless region of Southwest Wisconsin. Going to have a Wisconsin fun fact in hour two. Well, what's worse, dealing with mobile phones. How about that, Zommers? We will answer the age-old question on that. And Brandon Ewing pinch hitting for his younger brother, Brady Ewing, who normally joins us every other Friday. Brady is indisposed, as they say. I.e., he's hunting.
He's unavailable at this time.
Good for him. I saw him tuning up his bow earlier today. Stopped by Mom's today, and Brady was getting the bow ready. And wish him luck, but no worries, because his older brother, Brandon, who is a longtime high school coach here in the Richland Center area and a sports aficionado himself, Brandon will be here sitting right beside me here, the old studios of WRCE in Richland Center, talking about the impact of high school sports, not only on the Driftless region, but throughout Wisconsin. But I think there's a special connection, in my opinion, to these rural towns because, and not maybe so much Richland Center, but just literally over the hill, and we've talked about this, the Ithaca School District, where literally the school is the heart and soul of that community. And the connection to public education and athletics to this part of the state is very special. And I believe Brandon will also have some thoughts on the announcement here yesterday that Coach Luke Fickle of the Wisconsin Badger basketball team is getting another year. They've already made the decision. The Badgers take on Washington, University of Washington, tomorrow at home in the afternoon. You can hear it right here on WRCE in Richland Center and via the Civic Media app and on other stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. But boy, a lot of people, including me, don't necessarily think that Fickle should get another year. We'll find out what Brandon thinks. I'm sure he will have thoughts on that. That will round out our afternoon here at WRCE in Richland Center. So big show today. Hope you stay with us. Hope you find it interesting because it's always, I know for me, Zommers, anytime that I can share part of the state where I grew up and the specialness of it, And the culture of it, I'm very privileged and very honored.
Yeah, and it comes through the passion that you have for it, as well as when we've had other people from where they're from, like when Trigby gets to come with you to go to River Falls, for example.
No, absolutely. And the other big thing here at Richland Center, of course, is the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, the renowned international architect. And there's one building still standing here in Richland Center that he designed and built, the AD German Warehouse. And there is a group of citizens who have now taken basically a foundation, taken control and ownership of it, are raising money, are restoring, improving. It has become a new hub. Our very own Shelley Pittman, news director for Civic Media, was out here with her husband and went to a Halloween party. How about that at the old warehouse? And there's a lot of great things there that are bringing culture, that are bringing people together in this community that you might not expect. And yes, very proud, I think, out here of our agriculture, our ag producers, and our farmers, our foresters, the deer hunting, the trout fishing out here is fantastic. There's also this kind of niche industry in Southwest Wisconsin, not just Richland County, but Southwest Wisconsin, Airbnbs now, and bed and breakfast, but Airbnbs are springing up all over, and they are in very high demand. Because I think in these days when people are kind of feel stuck maybe in an urban area and lots of traffic and whatnot, the opportunity to go out where there's really no light pollution out here. You could, on a clear night, you could look up, and whether it's the Beaver Moon a couple nights ago. By the way, well, 100 Beavers was playing, right, at the Driftless Film Festival.
It did
last night. Summers? Did you go?
I did not, no.
All right, very good. I was mentioning this because the folks up here, Henry Bray and Phil Nee, had not heard of Hundreds of Beavers before. And
I said, you get to see this evangelize. Film.
Yes, yes. So Hundreds of Beavers was playing on the Beaver Moon night in Mineral Point here in the Southwest Wisconsin area. But anyway, it's a beautiful place to come if you want to just see the Milky Way on a clear night and get away from the light pollution. And so this proliferation now of bed and breakfasts in Southwest Wisconsin and Airbnbs give folks the opportunity to breathe some clean air, go on hikes. There are all kinds of nature trails in Southwest Wisconsin. There is public land. And I think that's important. We've had people on this program from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. But when you get out here and you experience it, and it's not just a piece of legislation, but it's a trail where you could go out and see eagles flying, see coyotes going across at a distance. Don't worry, they're not going to hurt you. And get out here and just walk around. UTV trails, ATV trails, bike trails. So very many things to do in Southwest Wisconsin. And I hope that everybody will take a minute to look it up online, go to the Richland County Tourism page, there's a whole Driftless Tourism page. We're not very far. Many people have heard of Viroqua, Wisconsin. Our friends, by the way, in honor of Southwest Wisconsin, I have my Wonder State Coffee t-shirt on today. Wonder State Coffee, located just up the road, one of the few only solar-powered roasteries in the world. And they got named the 2025 National Roaster of the Year. And so you think, really? World-renowned coffee is being roasted in Southwest Wisconsin? You better believe it. And so it's just a very vibrant part of the state. So really looking forward to more discussions on that as the afternoon goes on. Have you been to Southwest Wisconsin before? That's my question for you today across the state of Wisconsin. And if you have, what's your favorite either community, your favorite spot, your favorite activity, whatever it is? Have you been to Southwest Wisconsin? And if so, what do you love about it? The Driftless region. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call, or you can also text us on the Civic Media app. No better time to do so. Download it today at your Apple and Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a little CM logo, and you can text us on that. What's your favorite spot of the Driftless region in Southwest Wisconsin? 855-752-4842. Back from the Driftless after this on the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing Truth, Wherever It May Lead, and Having Fun Doing It. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're glad to have you along on a TGI Friday afternoon, November 7th. It is 22 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. We are live on location at WRCE in Richland Center, the beautiful driftless region of the state. Coming up after the farm news of Pam Yonke and Midwest Farm Report at the bottom of the hour, we are going to check in with our Renaissance man. He is a filmmaker, certainly a friend of mine of this show. John Roach is going to be joining us talking about the Driftless Film Festival just down the road from where we are at in Mineral Point, and his film A Road at Night is going to be showing there at the Driftless Film Festival in Mineral Point tomorrow night. Going to talk about that film, going to talk about the Driftless Film Festival, and knowing my John Roaches, I bet he'll have a take on Badger basketball, Badger football as well. So looking forward to that. Right now, asking you the question, have you been to the driftless part of Wisconsin, specifically southwest Wisconsin? And if so, do you have a favorite part or a favorite activity, a favorite place that you've been? Dana in La Crosse, listening on WLCX up there in the beautiful bluffs of La Crosse. Dana says, I lived in Spring Green for a few years back in the 1980s. That was a nice little town. Well, it certainly is. Our friend Chris Giese is from Spring Green, of course, home of the Tony Award-winning American Players Theater. If you've never been to APT, American Players Theater, I encourage you to get out there. I think there are a couple of the shows over the fall and winter in the indoor theater. Of course, they're perhaps better known longer for their outdoor kind of natural amphitheater. Absolutely spectacular. Was there earlier this year with family and saw a show and with Mr. Giese and his girlfriend. Lots of fun. So well done. I mean, a true professional theater company. So Spring Green, Chris has big, they have the big Spring Green Arts Fair, the Wisconsin River, Prem Meats, one of our sponsors here at Civic Media, who does the processing for Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame beef. Check that out if you haven't done it. So many connections here in Southwest Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. And Jim in Brookfield is on the phone listening to us on WAUK, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. Jim, thanks for calling. What have you got for us? Have you been to Southwest Wisconsin and the Driftless? And if so, a favorite memory?
Sure. Yes, we've been there. We actually did a spring road trip a while ago when the two girls were in middle school and early high school. We went to Potosi, you know, the beer there, the museum and whatnot. But a favorite location was Gravity Hill, okay, just outside Schaulsburg, right in the heart of the Driftless area on County U. It's outside the city. And it is marked on the road. There's, you know, lines marked on the road, but you park there, put your car in neutral. It's just a quiet country road, not much traffic. And you park there, put your car in neutral, and it rolls uphill. You swear your car rolls uphill. It's obviously an illusion, but you swear your car's rolling uphill, Gravity Hill on County U outside Schaulsburg. And my two daughters at the time, they were probably like 12 and 15 or something, but they got the biggest kick out of that.
That is a great one. Not many people know that, but yes, I'm so glad that you called in. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much, Jim. It is a big kick down there. Gravity Hill, as you said, just outside of Schaulsburg, another great town. Schaulsburg has some great cheesemakers there. And then Potosi, you got the Potosi Brewery. Again, just a wonderful, wonderful part of the state. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jim, in Brookfield. What's your favorite part of the Driftless? Have you been here before to beautiful Southwest Wisconsin? Give us your reflections. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you. And any other comments, you'll be able to check this. We've got Tony watching this on the old YouTube there. It says, I have not been to the southwest part of the state, but have been to the best part of the state, the northwest. Lovely waterfalls. Well, now, I appreciate that. We've done this show in beautiful northwest Wisconsin. And yeah, it is some beautiful things up there as well.
Thank you so much for the invitation to do the show from your house, Tony.
Right, we'll be doing that soon. No, look, I mean, I grew up here in the Driftless, and so it always has a special place, but having had the honor and privilege to take this show for almost 3 years now around nearly every part of the state, it's hard to pick which one is the best, because there's so many little unique venues. Like, oh, this doesn't happen anyplace else in Wisconsin. Or you go to Door County, and that looks completely different than the North Woods, which looks very different than the Driftless of Southwest, which looks different than the shores of Lake Michigan over by Milwaukee and Racine, which looks different than Superior. And I think that's one of the great blessings about being a Wisconsinite, living in this great state, is that there are so many great opportunities to have those unique experiences. I wanted to get to this quick from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked about this yesterday as news broke that the federal courts yesterday afternoon ordered the Trump administration and Donald Trump to release all of the monies for SNAP benefits. This from Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She writes, hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin residents received full food benefits overnight after state officials moved to release the funding last night before the Trump administration sought to block the payments, according to the Evers administration. More than $104 million in benefits were paid to 337,000 households at midnight, a spokeswoman for Governor Tony Evers said today. Federal subsidies for meals have become a flashpoint in the fight between Democrats and Republicans, who have been unable to agree on a new bill to fund the federal government, leading to the government shutdown now in day 38. Should the federal shutdown continue into December, Wisconsin and other states will again be facing an end to food assistance payments. Yesterday's release of benefits for recipients of Food Share, Wisconsin's food assistance program under the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is the latest development in the saga that has landed in two federal courts. Funding for SNAP benefits, known as Food Share, expired November 1st. Good on Tony Evers for getting that done right before Trump tried to block it once again. Don't forget to give to your food banks this weekend as well. Help out our Wisconsin friends and neighbors. We'll talk to one of them. John Roach, filmmaker, joins us on the other side. Stay with us right now. Pam Yonke in the Farm Report. Welcome back to the Tahoe Ball Show, live on location at WRCE in Richland Center, the heart of the Driftless, or at least what I like to call my hometown. I'm a little biased, I'll admit that. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, November 7th, 2025. Glad to have you along. John Roach is going to join us in just a moment. But first of all, finishing up our topic here, last half hour, last segment, being that we're in the Driftless, we thought we'd ask, what's your favorite memory, your favorite place, if you've been here, if you visited? On the line right now, Tom in Jackson, listening to us on WMDX out of Madison. Tom, thanks for calling. If you can make it brief, but what's your favorite place in the Driftless?
Well, I had a chance to go to Taliesin for dinner with my insurance agent, his sons, and some of their friends back in the mid-80s, and that was a real nice time. They were really interesting sitting at the chairs. They're real low, and the table is real low, maybe 2.5 feet up or something, so it gave a very different feel. Really good food. That's what I want to mention.
I appreciate it, and lucky you, because as you know, not many people of the public have actually gotten to eat in Taliesin proper. Frank Floyd Wright's home in Southwest Wisconsin, his artisan studio there. So congrats on you for having that opportunity. Thanks for calling in, Tom. Really appreciate you. Sure. Appreciate your listenership there in Jackson. Have a great weekend up there in Jackson. 36 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Our next guest is one of our favorites. He is a Renaissance man, as I like to call him, and a great filmmaker as well. His new doc called A Road at Night is going to be showing this weekend in the Driftless Film Festival just down the road in Mineral Point from where we are at. And he has a brand new documentary on our old friend and mentor, Bo Ryan. Joining us via StreamYard, Mr. John Roach. John, how are you?
Hey, Todd, how are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm always better when you're here. I know I've said this about you before on the air, but for those that might not have heard it, John Roach is the vocal equivalent to sitting down with a smooth bourbon next to a fireplace and just relaxing. that's what it is. I love it. It's been a while since we've talked to you. I apologize, but you've been very, very busy. But otherwise, how are things?
Things are good, Todd. I just got back from taking a 28-mile bike ride through the Driftless area out to Belleville.
Really?
And back.
Wow.
And And the first snow is starting to make its way, and the front is just moving in here in Madison. But I've been busy. The Howard Moore documentary, A Road at Night, is premiered for the public at the Wisconsin Film Festival this spring. And the distribution game is, a talent unto itself. And so we're getting some traction at a theatrical run here in Madison and perhaps other markets in Wisconsin sometime in February or March. There aren't a lot of details that I can share right now, but folks will finally get a chance to see it. And then this evening I'm driving down to Platteville, to the UW-Platteville Performing Arts Center, where we're premiering our latest little homegrown documentary, Too Short, Too Slow, America's Most Unlikely Basketball Dynasty. And it's about the era of, 89 to 99 at UW-Platteville, where the men's basketball team won 4 national championships. And they won it with guys that no one else wanted. Mostly guys, 80%, 85% of the team came from small towns within, 70 miles driving distance from Platteville, Richland Center, Mineral Point, Dodgeville, Wisconsin Dells, Adams Friendship, a couple of Milwaukee guys and Chicago guys sprinkled in there. And it also was pretty much people who saw a Hall of Fame coach aborning, in that it was Bo Ryan's first head coaching assignment at the collegiate level. And he was there for 13 years. And what they did in that era in Division III, but really what division matters not, it was absolutely remarkable. The doc is focused more on the athletes of the time and the guys who adapted to the system that Bo created over time at Platteville. Bo helped back the film, and I said, Bo, you can't back a film about yourself. It's got to be about the players. And he totally agreed. Yeah. And throughout the documentary process, he said, don't put me in there too much. But he has an abiding affection for those athletes and for the people of Platteville. And I might add, he kind of came to me with the idea, and he just said, my Wisconsin teams went to the Final Four twice, and they got a lot of love. They got a lot of attention. But my Platteville guys won, my Wisconsin guys never won a national championship. Mm-hmm. My Platteville guys won 4, and they've never gotten the love they deserve. And anyone who's been an athlete in any sport, I don't care what division you're in, mm-hmm. to be a national champion is a very big deal. At any level.
Totally, totally agree. We're talking with filmmaker John Roach, talking about two new films he has out, the debut of his new doc on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville run of national championships, Too Short, Too Slow, and of course his great doc, powerful doc, A Road at Night, which is going to be showing at the Driftless Film Festival in Mineral Point tomorrow. I'm so happy you're making this, John. I can't wait to see it. I'm an alum of UW-Platteville, was there during these heydays, had the honor of working color commentary with Kevin O'Connor, who is a much, much better broadcaster than I did. In fact, when we were the radio team down there in the early 90s, said one of these guys knows Platteville basketball like the back of his hand. We just hope the other one can find the stadium. That was me, of course.
Your dulcet tones are in the doc. We have some great play-by-play clips.
My worst, I can tell the story now because not these days it's not that big of a deal, but I actually got suspended from the air at Platteville. I never served time because Kevin went to bat for me because we were up at River Falls. I'm not sure if Andre Dalton is in the film or not, one of the great players for Bo. And we were right, and Andre was inbounding a ball, and he clearly did not step on the line. And the ref called, he stepped on the line, turnover, one of the rare losses for Bo and the Pioneers at River Falls. And I said on the air to Kevin, my broadcast partner, I said, and it was National Condom Week. I said, Kevin, thank God it's National Condom Week because we just got screwed. And,
oh,
I
went, wow.
And so it did not go over well with administration. And Kevin went to bat for me. But we're here in Richland Center, of course, and you mentioned the players. Merrill Brunson, correct me if I'm wrong, not only did he win a national championship, he was on one of those undefeated teams for Platteville as well.
Merrill's in the documentary. He was a tough get. He's a very humble guy, but a lot of the former players, thought Merrill was as good a player as anyone in that era. Mm-hmm. And certainly have him on the, starting five all-star team of that era. But we finally interviewed him, and he's a great guy and was a natural. And what's remarkable is he didn't get any interest. Ben Hoffman, out of Hartford, who went on to coach at Verona for a little while. There's all these schoolboy athletes who were stars, and they didn't get a sniff about a ride to D1 or D2. And so Bo Ryan cajoled them to come to Platteville. And here's the most compelling thing, Todd. This was in the 90s. These guys were Division III. They got no scholarship money. They got no room and board. They all worked during the summer to afford to go to Platteville. And a great number of the players were serious engineering students because that's one of the disciplines that Platteville leans into. TJ Van Wee, who is also a wonderful player out of Wisconsin Dells, he drove a Wisconsin Dells duck during the summer and actually did his spiel for us in his thick Wisconsin accent in the dock. But it stands in stark contrast to the NIL atmosphere that we are experiencing today. There was a purity at that time, and I don't begrudge any athlete for getting paid. If the coaches are making millions, the athletes should be paid. But there was an innocence about it. These kids, young men, played purely for the love of the game. And then Bo Ryan, over that 13 years, created a system that made him one of the most celebrated coaches in college basketball of his time. And, he ended up in the Hall of Fame last year.
And deservedly so. You bring up a system, John Roach, and I'm assuming part of this, or somebody talked about this in the film. But that's one of the things I learned. And I've said this on the air before, other than my own father and maybe my grandfather's, Bo Ryan and Scott Klug and Dale Schultz were the three most influential males in my life. And not that I don't want to oversell it. I mean, I wasn't particularly close to Bo, even though I was covering the team, but just watching him. And we go, anytime we played like an Oshkosh, it went through Madison, we always stopped at the same Italian restaurant in Monona. You go up to River Falls, you're going to stop at the Hardee's in Fenimore. He always wanted the same bus driver. And I asked him one time, I said, why are you so meticulous about this? And he said, well, Todd, it's simple. If the guys know who the bus driver is going to be, if they know where we're going to stop and eat, they don't have to worry about that stuff. They know it's there. And they can focus on the stuff that really matters. And I thought it's simplistic, but I think it speaks to his success. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Steve Jobs, David Lynch, they all wore the same clothes every day because it was one less thing to worry about. And I think that's, Bo is spot on for that. I think that ritual is important in sports in terms of pre-game ritual, what your ritual is at the free throw line. And, if you can systematize it in a way that you're covering all the things that you can control, so you're left to focus on what you can't control completely, but your performance can allow for that, that's pretty brilliant. And look, I knew this was going to be challenging doing the film with Bo, but Bo worries about every little thing. That's why he was a great coach. And he did a little bit with the film too. But he was actually, it was pretty fun working with him. He's smart. So it was great.
Smart.
But what was really great was in both of the documentaries, the Howard Moore documentary and the Too Short, Too Slow is this. I got to meet and get to know the athlete of both of those eras. Mm-hmm. And as someone who competed in high school and whose father sold sporting goods and was a coach. It was just really interesting to get to know these guys who competed at a high level and were subjected to pressures that most 19-year-old guys aren't. Yeah. And they responded well. And there's also one other thing, Todd, if I may.
Please.
Both of these are noble causes in that the Moore documentary, the revenues go to the Howard Moore Trust to provide for his son and his education and his future, Jarrell. And then the revenues that are generated by Too Short, Too Slow, which is going to have a run at the famed Avalon Theater in Platteville. So the public can see it. All those proceeds will go to Coaches Versus Cancer. So there's a feel good aspect to both of the projects.
Well, I can't. When can people start going to the Avalon in Platteville to see this?
I think next week.
Next week,
just finalizing it. Just pay attention. But the gentleman who owns it, Dwayne DeYoung, he said, "John, I'll run it and I'll donate the money and I'll just make money on the popcorn."
That's amazing. I hope people go and see it. We're going to come back, talk to more with John Roach a little bit more about this film, the Driftless Film Festival. And knowing my John Roach is, he might have something to say on Badger football. We'll check in with him. Don't go anywhere. Come on back. We're live from Richland Center with John Roach on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network here on a Friday afternoon. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. It is the 7th of November, 2025. Zomer is always on with the music here. We are in the heart of the Driftless WRCE in Richland Center on location. Joining us via StreamYard, our friend and Renaissance man, filmmaker John Roach, talking about two new documentaries, Too Short, Too Slow, the story of the University of Wisconsin Platteville men's basketball team's four national championships, and of course, A Road at Night, the powerful, and you might not think it at first, but uplifting and hopeful story of Howard Moore. And for me, I came away with it, John Roach, with just the power of forgiveness and the power of one man to be so gracious and compassionate and put his own struggles, which none of us would ever want anyone to go through, and still be inspiring to others. And I left, yes, a little heavy, but also enormously hopeful.
It's a remarkable tale. Howard and Jen, remarkable people. It was, you know, I had 12 years of Catholic education, but my relationship with our Holy Mother, the Church, isn't what it was when I was a young man, for all sorts of reasons. But I was so moved by the faith that the Moore family has and Howard. And I was envious of their faith. And ordinarily in a doc, you know, Todd, you wouldn't deal with religion. You know, it doesn't, it's something you frankly try to avoid. It was unavoidable in this documentary. And I was happy with the way we handled it. You know, it was legitimate exploration of how they were handling the issue and the perspective they offered. The reaction to the film has been, you know, really gratifying. I'm just eager to get it out in front of people because there is a greater good component to this as well. Independent of helping, the Moore family, there is a message here. And it's not just a drunk driving message, but it's a message that no matter how good you have it, things can change in a blink. Through no fault of your own, the beautiful life you have can be rent asunder. The roof can fall in on you. And more than one person who saw the film said they got on the phone and called their family or loved ones, that it made you appreciate, that made them appreciate what they have. And I will say that George Hamill, who was the executive producer of the film, when we were first talking about it, we're both dads, we have children, we have grandchildren. And he said, "John, there but for the grace of God go us," right? Yeah. That this, the Moores were completely innocent. They were just going to visit her mother in Detroit. and a drunk driver driving the wrong way on what was an interstate highway. And they were coming around a bend. Everything had to go wrong for that family. And then the other thing, if I may, the response of Howard's teammates just is so powerful. They came from all over the world to that hospital room within 24 hours of the accident. And there is this camaraderie and brotherly love that exists in sports and other endeavors, you know, if you're in the school play or in the marching band. But there's this sense of community and that you've been through, you know, the crucible where you just have bonds that last forever. And his teammates responded so powerfully. It's really, truly moving.
It certainly is. I've seen it. I hope people go, if they haven't seen it, to Mineral Point tomorrow evening. You know, tickets are still available, last I checked, because it's one of those experience films, John, in my opinion. I mean, Dahmer said this earlier. You think, oh, a big blockbuster is fun. I think this is powerful to sit next to people and go through the emotion and the roller coaster. It's, you know, fun is the right word, but it's powerful. It's an experience film.
Well, you know, the other thing is there are parts that are just difficult to watch. Mm-hmm. But as I've told everyone, first of all, life doesn't always have a happy ending. You know, a documentary, if nothing else, has to be truthful and deal with the reality of the story. It's not fiction. It's what is the real story. And your exercise in the documentary is one of discovery. Mm. Of finding what is the essence of the story. And look, the Titanic didn't have a happy ending and neither did Schindler's List. I mean, there are all sorts of films that don't have, everyone dancing happily off screen. And, you know, it's adult fare. It's a tough topic. Yeah. Yeah. But I will also say there is that triumph of the human spirit that does show up in the film that is, it's alternately difficult and inspiring.
I would concur wholeheartedly with that. Please, everyone, get to Mineral Point tomorrow evening. I think 8 o'clock, is that right, John? The
8 o'clock. Time? We're thrilled to be there. And by the way, if you're coming from Madison, Mineral Point is one of the cooler towns in the state.
Yeah, and
Main Street in Mineral Point is just
Shake Rag Alley. Yeah, Pendarvis.
Yeah, right.
It's great stuff. And if you don't live in the Southwest, make a trip of it this weekend. All kinds of Airbnbs and hotels and stay and take in this film at the Driftless Film Festival, 8 o'clock tomorrow, A Road at Night in beautiful Mineral Point, Wisconsin. And get down to Platteville to the Avalon Theater for Too Short, Too Slow. I know you won't be disappointed. John, we're out of time, but we'll have you back again to talk about Badger football, because that's a whole other bottle of wine, as they say.
Yes, it is. Have a good weekend, Todd.
Thank you, John. Give everybody Platteville my best. Safe travels.
Of course.
And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Okey-doke.
John Roach, a great filmmaker and a great person as well. We appreciate his time here on the show. Come on back for hour two, a Wisconsin fun fact, what's worse, and Brandon Ewing, speaking of sports, he'll give us his opinion and more on Wisconsin football and what's it like to be a high school coach here in Southwest Wisconsin. All that and more. We're live on location from WRCE in Richland Center on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.